Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're living in the last days when the love of many, not all, thank God, not all, when the love of many, the Bible said, will wax cold. When love waxes cold, then Christians are not motivated by the cross anymore. Because if you're motivated by the cross, love can't cool off. Amen. It stays rekindled in the heart. And that's why it's not just the communion service itself, but it's the focus of our life has to be upon Jesus dying for us on the cross. It has to be new, amen, in our life and renewed in our life. That's why Jesus said to keep that first love burning. Something's going to happen here that you're not going to really appreciate until you look back on it. This supper we're having, and he said, this is my body broken for you. As often as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. This is my blood, the new covenant in my blood for the sins of many. And as often as you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Literally, that word show is to openly proclaim. If anyone came in here today, they would witness an open, public proclamation. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're saved. Not because we have adopted a religious philosophy called Christianity, but we're saved because Jesus died on the cross and he rose from the dead. Can you say amen? And to this suffering lamb, I pledge my allegiance. To this suffering lamb, I pledge my heart today, anew and afresh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, not too long ago, we had the renewing of vows between Dale and Terry. And I thought about that while I was getting ready for them to renew their vows in their marriage. How Christians, every time we have communion, we're renewing our vows to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and body, and strength. Praise God. And today I just feel like renewing my vows. Hallelujah. Not just saying the words, mouthing the words, but absolutely committing my heart. Hallelujah. I remember when Pamela and I were ready to go to the mission fields and eat rice and fish heads, whatever we had to do. Amen. Praise God. To serve Jesus. And he didn't want us to go to the mission field. Amen. But he wanted us to be willing to go anywhere that he wanted to send us. And he sent us to Tampa, Florida, instead of Tanzania. Amen. What a wonderful God that we serve today. The same night he was betrayed, he took bread. He broke it. Would you break the bread? And he said something that took them back, puzzled them. He said, this is my body broken for you. As often as you eat this meal, this memorial meal, do it in remembrance of me in a particular, peculiar way, hanging on the cross for you. You may eat the bread. And then he picked up the cup. There were four cups set in a row. They were to be drunk at various times during the cedar. They were celebrating the Passover. And the Bible said, Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. And the Passover celebration would change dramatically and radically. There would still be the celebration of the slaying of a lamb for the salvation of the children of Israel. But now it wouldn't just be for the children of Israel, but for the sins of the whole world. And it wouldn't be an animal sacrifice. It would be the Lamb of God himself. It would be Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But the celebration would continue because Jesus was the fulfillment, the consummate sacrifice lamb. Jesus was the last lamb That didn't mean they quit sacrificing. It meant he was the last lamb that God would accept as a sacrifice. When he said, "It's finished," everything that could be done to save fallen man had been accomplished at the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, "This is a new covenant in my blood, and it is shed for the sins of many. As oft as you drink this, you show, openly, publicly proclaim that it's through the Lord's death that salvation come to you and to any who will come." Amen. You may drink the cup today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. 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 Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. I just feel like worshiping. This is a different service. Hallelujah. 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 I feel like there are people right in here right now that are rededicating, recommitting your life to the Lord, your heart to the Lord. I believe the first love is being rekindled. I believe God is honoring that today. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. I believe the Holy Spirit preceded me here today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just keep, right while you're seated, let's just continue to praise him and to worship him. Brother Taylor is going to be playing his get fiddle tonight before he preaches. Amen. Hallelujah. But right now, amen. We've been praying for revival on Sunday night. And you know how revival begins? When the first love in the heart of Christians is rekindled. That's what causes the kind of praying that brings revival. That's what causes the fervent praying. That's what causes the praises to take on something different, something powerful when we praise him. That's what causes us to love one another in spite of our obvious faults and failures. Praise God, our character flaws that God is working on. But we don't let that stop us because it's not going to stop him. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. Let's give him, continue to give him praise today. Hallelujah. He just wants praise today. Are hungry for God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 We're just going to have one more song. Amen. I do not feel led to just bring a message. The messages have been building to this service all week long. What kind of love is this? What manner of love is this? That we might be called the sons of God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God. And if heirs of God, then joint heirs with Jesus. Amen. God wants us to know this is not some kind of stepchild relationship. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. He said, "I've accepted you in my beloved. He's my beloved son, and I've accepted you the way that I've accepted him." It doesn't make us divine. It makes us humbled. Amen. We are not divine in any sense of the word. Amen. We are not little gods, big gods, or gods in between. Amen. We're part of Adam's fallen race that God has redeemed through the blood of his son and our Savior. Can you say amen? And there is a scripture that I want to be careful to explain, the primary use of which is for the healing of your eternal soul. That dead's deadly wound and its poison has been neutralized within you, and we have been healed by his stripes. Can you say amen? I want you to know something very clearly. With his stripes we are healed is not primarily about the body. Thank you for the hearty amens. It's not in the context of the body. It's in context of his suffering on the cross and the salvation of the soul. You're not going to jump from saving the soul to dealing with the body. The body is secondary. The soul is primary. Can you say amen? Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. Can you say amen? Glory to God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed of what? Of sin's deadly wound. If you back up in that scripture, it said, "Surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. The actual Hebrew words here are sickness and disease. And that's why when St. Matthew interpreted Isaiah 53, he said when he saw them bringing the sick out of every quarter, he had compassion upon them and healed them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, surely he bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Can you say amen? There is healing for the body. Can you say amen? But I want, you know, but those stripes opened the door, because when we were healed of sin's wound, we were reconciled unto God, and we came into the covenant of Abraham, and part of that covenant said, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. I will put none of the diseases that I placed upon Egypt upon thee, for I am the Lord Jehovah Rapha. Can you say amen? I am the Lord, your physician. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Praise God. Gilead was the place where they manufactured healing balms for people to help them. And it would be just like saying, is there no doctor in Tampa General? Can you say amen? Is there no physician there? Well, of course there's doctors and physicians there, because it's a place of healing. And I want you to know there's a balm in Gilead. Can you say amen? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And with his stripes we are healed. My soul was healed when he saved me. My body was healed of cancer when he did that. But all of it is a result of Jesus' stripes and his wonderful wounds. Can you say amen? He's having seizures. Pastor L.W. Bolton III is having seizures, and he's in Alliance, Ohio. Let's pray for him right now and his dear wife, Lady Toya Bolton. Let's pray, Father, for this preacher. Lord, that we're here, we're viewing you on the cross, providing for us salvation, deliverance, and healing. And Father, today we pray that your healing hand would reach to Alliance, Ohio, and touch Pastor Bolton in the name of Jesus. Let him become a trophy of what your grace and power has provided. Father, and let his congregation see and know that you are the true and living God, and that Jesus has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. And that we serve a living Savior, a loving Savior, a lifting Savior, because he listens to us when we pray. Touch him today in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said amen and amen and amen. Let's sing this last song today. Will you do that? How many have been healed of sin's deadly wound? Praise God. Aren't you glad that Jesus is a healer today? Praise the Lord. And with his stripes we are healed. How many has ever been healed physically? Praise God. Amen. Well, God's not done healing you physically. Praise the Lord. You know what I love about James 5:14 before we sing this song? Because it's just as authentic as John 3:16. Amen. We just don't declare it like we do John 3:16. Amen. How many believe John 3:16 is true? Amen. It's the most quoted scripture concerning salvation in all of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, kind of blows election clean out of the water. Whosoever means anyone. He's the Lamb of God that was slain for the elect few. No, he's slain for the sins of the world. This is the new covenant in my blood. Amen. For the sins of many. Not a select few. Thank God I wasn't born to be lost or born to be saved. I was born and a sinful man under Adam's fallen race and the curse. But Jesus has caused me to be born again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Praise God. And the Spirit says, come. And the bride says, come. And let he that heareth say, come. And whosoever will, let him come. And drink of the river of life freely. Can you say amen? God wouldn't close that book until he had a last invitation. And it's on the last page of the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what we're doing through the radio ministry to the all over the United States and the nations of the world. We're saying, come and drink of the river of life freely. Glory be to God. God, heal me of leukemia. God, heal me of a lesion on my tongue that was just before being biopsied. And even the doctor didn't want to biopsy it. He wanted to wait a while. And during the interim, I had people gather around me, lay hands on me, pray for me. We were in that motel back then. Amen. And Pauline was still with us, and George was still with us, and everybody just gathered around, laid hands on me, and I'm so glad I didn't have to fly to Tulsa. I'm glad God showed up in our meeting. I'm glad He healed me in our meeting. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Isn't it good? Where two or more gathered in my name. Oh, I live in Tulsa. I'm in the big churches. No, He said, there am I in the midst of them. He's here to heal you today. Amen. He's here to heal you today. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name, who forgiveth all of thine iniquity. Top shelf. But it doesn't stop with that. And who healeth all of thy diseases. If there be any sick among you, call the elders of the church. Why would he make a blanket statement like that? Nobody knowing the will of God. Amen. Obviously, he knew that he was a covenant man and had a covenant with God. And in that covenant, there is healing. Ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham? Can you say, man, you say, well, what's that got to do with me? I'm Scandinavian. Amen. Well, if you're saved, you're not just Scandinavian. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. You're a wild olive branch. I'll grant you that. But you have been grafted in, the scripture said, to the true vine. And they that are of the household of faith, how many have come into God's kingdom? Part of the house. You know what he said he did? He said he's broken down the middle wall of partition and made us one. For in Jesus Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek. Jew or Gentile, bond or free, rich or poor, pink or yellow. Can you say amen? But we are, male or female. Praise God. Oh, yeah, there's places in our home and in our life before him. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. At the foot of the cross. Amen. He loves us the same. He accepts us the same. Praise God. Amen. We're one in Jesus Christ. Amen. This is an incredible truth, a wonderful, powerful gospel. And God is still healing today. James knew that everybody in that congregation, Jew and Gentile, that had received Jesus, amen, was the seed of Abraham. And Galatians said, I love this. The book of Galatians said, they that are of the household of faith, both Jew and Gentile, hallelujah, are Abraham's seed by faith. And that covenant is still running. Hallelujah. I said that covenant is still running. That covenant is still running. Ratified. Amen. By the blood of Jesus now is the last lamb. But the covenant to the children of God is still running. Hallelujah. They that are of the household of faith are Abraham's seed by faith. And the blessings of faithful Abraham have come upon them. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Daughters of Abraham. Hallelujah. God has provided by covenant, amen, your healing today. Sons of Abraham, God has provided by covenant your healing today. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. And ought not these children, the seed of Abraham, be healed? If there be any sick among you, why? Because you've got the covenant. You've got the right to call, amen, and lay claim on healing. If there be any sick among you, come on, no stipulation. If there be any, let them call the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, the prayer of faith. I love the way God talks. Oh, I love the way God talks. I hear mealy-mouthed preachers and I turn them off because they're not talking like God talks. God doesn't mince words. He says what he means and he means what he says. He watches over his word to perform it. He said, heaven may pass away and will and earth will pass away, but my word will remain forever. Can you say amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise them up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We listen, if it wasn't God's will, we wouldn't have this bottle here. We wouldn't lay hands on the sick. We wouldn't believe God for miracles. But I listen, if there be any. Why could he do that? Because he knew we were the seed of Abraham, and he knew the covenant was still running. Can you say amen? It's still running. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same. When he saw them bringing, everybody say the same. Yesterday, today. He's here today, and he's the same. And when he saw them bringing the sick out of every quarter, he was moved with compassion. That means he's moved with compassion today. And he's here today. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he healed their sick, that it might be fulfilled that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, he took our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Can you say amen? He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Can you say amen? All we like sheep have gone astray, and God hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Therefore, I will appoint unto him a portion with the great. I will exalt him. Just like I exalt Jehovah God. I am stretching forth my hand to save. I am stretching forth my hand to deliver. I am stretching forth my hand to heal, that the name of the Father may be glorified in the Son, and that your God may be declared the true and the living God, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Let's sing this song of praise to him right where you're seated. Praise the Lord. And I pray that anyone in this room, that you will receive healing for your body, healing for your mind, healing for your circumstances, healing, amen, from the outstretched hand of a loving God today. Praise the Lord. Let's give him praise one more time before we leave here today. What a communion
service. Give him praise tonight. He's holy. Yes. He alone is worthy. Yes, yes. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Jesus.
We bless you, Lord.
I'm going to go ahead and cut those
lines.
Give
you glory. Right there,
please. Let's be intimate with the Lord for a little while today. Let's celebrate the blessings and benefits as well of this sacrifice. He forgives all thy iniquities, David said, and heals all of thy diseases.
Jesus, Son of God,
sing.
Only you can save me. Suffering on the cross, you gave your all, willingly paid the cost for me. Now I am free.
Hurt. He can heal your bitterness.
Stripes, I am healed.
He can heal your brokenness
I am
today.
Healed.
He can heal your finances.
You are my Savior.
There's nothing he can't heal. He can heal your marriage, your broken relationship in your family.
I put my trust in your name. In your name.
That name.
Lord, your name is great.
Yes, it is.
A refuge I can run to, a shelter from the storm, a faithful friend, and I can depend on you, my God. My voice and worship Jesus. You your stripes I am healed. I am healed. Oh Jesus, you are my Savior. Oh Jesus, you are my strength and my shield. I put my trust in your name. In your name.
God is going to meet with us. He's going to honor His word. He's going to confirm His word with signs following. Hallelujah. He's going to stretch forth His hand to heal. The primary, predominant sign. And that signs and wonders be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch me and I will be free. Lord, by your stripes I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Oh Jesus, you are my Savior. Oh Jesus,
you are my strength and my shield.
Oh yes, you are.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, you're here. You're in our midst.
Oh, yes,
you're with us. Hallelujah. You're here to heal everything that needs healing in our lives.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Everything that is broken. You're here to give beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You're here to heal.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Precious Jesus. Hallelujah. You've healed sin's deadly wound.
Your name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you are my healer. Oh, Jesus, touch me and I will be healed.
Yes, Jesus.
For by your stripes I am healed.
strength and my shield. And I put my trust in your name. In your name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Say the name.
He's here right now. If anyone needs prayer before we close, I want you to come. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Okay. My son was in that condition. My son was in that condition of bleeding inside and out. And God is the healer. God is the healer. My son was addicted to alcohol, acute alcoholism. And he was having migraine headaches, and the liquor wouldn't cut the edge from that. So he gobbled aspirin. And the combination of hard liquor, whiskey, with the aspirin, it thinned his blood to the point that he began to spit up blood, cough up blood, and to pass blood. So blood was coming from his body. He was in the emergency room at South Florida Baptist Hospital, and when I got the call, he had been there, diagnosed, was hemorrhaging. And they had went to schedule him for that scope where they go down and see where the bleeding is in your belly. And when they did, he left. He left unauthorized. He didn't tell anyone where he was going. I couldn't go pray for him or be with him. And when I heard that news, the devil just screamed in my ear. He's going to go off somewhere, lay down in the seat from loss of blood, bleed to death, and I'm going to take his soul. And I just fell. I crumpled. I handed the phone to my wife. I couldn't even stand up and hold the phone. I crumpled to the floor. But down on my knees, hands on the floor, I called on a name. In my weakness and in the overwhelmness of it, I called on a name. And it's not how powerfully I call on it. It's the name itself that the devil, amen, is so fearful of. For God has highly exalted him, given him a name that is above every name that is named of things in heaven and earth and down in that nether world and beneath the earth. Can you say, man, hallelujah, that every knee might bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord to the glory of God. He was Lord over my son's life. And I said, Jesus, 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 hallelujah. My son did not bleed to death. The bleeding stopped, praise God. And God kept him from being destroyed, praise God, hallelujah. And the other day, in a conversation with my wife, my son, who is still struggling with some things, was reaffirming his faith. He said, Mom, I want you to know if anything should ever happen to me, I want you to know that I'm ready to meet the Lord. I'm struggling with some things. Pray for me, but my faith in the Lord, amen, concerning salvation, that is strong. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we pray for our brother today. Lord, we pray for hemorrhaging. And, Lord, amen. Thank you, healer. Thank you for being with us today. Oh, thank you. We praise you. We honor you today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you that the woman with the issue of blood, she just touched the hem of your garment. When she touched the hem of your garment, it stopped. Virtue went out of you. Praise God. Healing, miracle power flowed from you. Praise God. It wasn't just because of the anointing on your garment. It's because, amen, that she grabbed a hold of it, put it over her head, and she was saying, oh, Master, cover me, and I know I'll be healed. Take me under your care. Take me under your wing. Hallelujah. And I know I will be made whole. Father, I thank you for the anointing today. Amen. Praise God. It's already on her head. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal John today as a testimony. We say into the blood, hallelujah, that is bleeding in his stomach, Lord, dry up. Dry up. If there's bleeding in his intestines, dry up. Dry up. Wherever there's a hemorrhage, we say in the name of Jesus, the healer, dry up. Jesus, the Lord, dry up. Jesus, the Savior, dry up. He said to ancient Israel, when I saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said, dry up. Hallelujah. We stand upon your word that you have already spoken. Hallelujah. 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 Let John rise up healed. Let him rise up whole. Let him know your love for him is strong and mighty today. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. For you are our healer today. Blessed be. And Lord, heal everything else that's broken in his life. Heal everything, Lord. Don't stop with the body. Heal everything that's broken in his life, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Father, we praise you. We praise you. Thank you, Father. Keep praying in my name. Keep exalting my name. For the enemy trembles at the sound of my name. Shout my name and the enemy will flee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay. This is your, now this is for your daughter and Betty, both. Oh, Shalom, how we need God's covenant kept to his people just now. Amen. That his name may be exalted, that the gospel be declared with signs following. Amen. Not because we need them to believe. We already believe. But my Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we pray for a daughter. We pray for Betty as well today. Two ladies, both of them, the doctors are befuddled. Both of them thought it was gallbladder in the daughter, but it wasn't gallbladder, and now they don't know. They're befuddled. And in Betty, consultation, because they don't know what's wrong. But Lord, you know what's wrong, and you are the great physician. You are the healer. And Lord, both the daughter and both Betty, they both need to know the power of your love toward them. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus today, Father, let them know what held you to that cross. Let them know the power of it, Lord, as you stretch forth your hand to heal. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, show us your glory. Father, touch these two women today as our brother stands in the gap for them. calling upon the name of Jesus, declaring you, hallelujah, to be Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals us. Hallelujah. Lord, you move with compassion. Hallelujah. And you reach forth your hand to fulfill the covenant, Father, in the name of Jesus today. Heal. Hallelujah. And through this healing, Lord, steal the heart of both of these women and seal the heart of both of these women to yourself today. Hallelujah. Let them feel your presence, not just feel better. Let them feel God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And with loving kindness, draw them closer to you and back to you. Accordingly, in Jesus' name, draw Betty back to you. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Sheila Baruin, soften the heart. Soften the heart. Soften the heart. Soften the heart. Hila Bakurusha Laba. And restore. Restore. Restore the years that the caterpillar, cankerworm, palmer worm, and locust have eaten. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Send your rain, Lord. Send your rain. Send your rain, Lord. In Jesus' name. And for the glory of God, Father, we'll give you the praise for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May shalabariti ki shalamara. Mighty miracles are taking place here today. I believe that. I believe that. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, we'll do that. Amen. As soon as we're done playing, we're going to play it. As soon as we're done praying, hallelujah. Well, it's fun. Amen. When you know God is listening. When you know God is listening, there are people whose faith has sank so far. They're in that place David was called the miry clay, where they can't extract themselves. And they've lost hope that even God can do it. But I encourage people. Somebody said, but I was prayed for. And I prayed. And I stood on the word. And I bound the devil. Well, don't stop. Don't stop there. Praise God. There's something about importunity. Amen. The Bible said, ask and you shall receive. And we think that's a quick fix, instant answer. But it is not. Amen. In the grammar that it is written, it says, ask and keep on asking. Well, I heard a tape the other day said, if you ask again, it's a lack of faith. Well, throw it away immediately. Can you say amen? Because Jesus taught, amen, that it's the knocking that is continual. Amen. It is importunity. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's importunity. It would be easy to find that house full of people and interpret it as God doesn't want to heal me. I can't even get in the house. Go back home sick. But they went up on the roof. They tore off the tiles. They let the man down. And when he saw their faith, hallelujah. I said, when he saw their faith, praise God. Ask and keep on asking. Not as if he hasn't heard, but because you know he's listening. Can you say amen? And you know, amen, that his delay is not his denial. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You have need of patience, active perseverance, that after you've done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. Cast not away, therefore, and many have done it. Pray for them. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. It may seem like he's not coming, but the next verse says, for he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Can you say, this is not about the soon coming of Jesus, the second coming of Jesus, nor the rapture. It means that we pray, and God comes to manifest that answer. Can you say, man? Hallelujah, hallelujah. He that shall come. We used to sing it like this, Sister Venable. The answer's on the way. This I know. Jesus said it. I believe it. And it's so. Can you say amen? Well, we changed the word to that. We said, Jesus said it. It's so. Hallelujah. And that's why I believe it. Praise God. Father, I thank you for the anointing. It's already on them. For the kidneys. For the kidneys. For the kidneys. Lord, you heal me of cancer. It's nothing's too hard for God. Lord, we need the healer today. And you have shown up as the healer today. And you have directed us to the healing of sin's wounds and the healing of the consequence of living in a fallen world in a faulty body. And Father, the compassion that's in the heart of Jesus as he walked the sandy shores of Galilee is still in his big heart today. Hallelujah. And when he saw them bringing the sick, he was moved with compassion. So Lord, we know what's happening in your heart right now, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and will be forever. We know your heart, hallelujah, is with us today. Your heart of love, your heart of mercy. And because we have your heart, we have your outstretched hand to heal. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, and he healed their sick. Father, heal these kidneys. Oh, Baba, Sandaraba, Roshalaba. Heal these kidneys in the name of Jesus. Kidneys, I speak to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Work, function, filter, 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 filter in Jesus' name. Take all the poison out of the blood and then send it out of the body as God designed you to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 Such as I have, give I thee. Hallelujah. Freely we have received, we freely give. The grace, the love, the power, the anointing. Hallelujah. 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 That a billionaire couldn't buy has been freely given us in Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. 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 Astound the doctors. Shock them, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, when God asks these tough questions, when he takes a man into a boneyard, and he doesn't just see skeletons. He sees bones that are in no way connected to one another. Just where a great number of people have died and their bones have been scattered by animals. Amen. And he asked him a loaded question. Can these bones live? And you say, man, a man's looking at nothing but dry bones separated from one another. And he answers perfectly. Oh, Lord, thou knowest. In other words, anything you want done, you can do. Everybody say, anything he wants done, he can do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can these kidneys function? Amen. Lord, thou knowest they can, and we knowest you. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it today. We praise you for it today. Hallelujah. We honor you for it today. Glory to God. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going up to the enemy's camp.
What he stole from
yeah.
me. And
yeah.
I'm going to put him under my feet because that's where God put him.
Yeah.
And she just needs lifting up. She don't
that's
need
it.
Beaten down.
Nope.
She don't need criticizing. She don't need judging. She's been worn down through this pain.
Yeah. And pressure.
Back.
Yeah.
I mean, I have little problems, and, you know, it's terrible. I can't imagine having her problems.
Yeah.
And I would not judge her for nothing in the world. But I can hear her. I can hear her singing
yeah.
that. She's going to sing that again.
Yes. Yes. Standing in for Sister Dale today.
Church of God, I was healed.
I agree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We honor you. We honor your name. We exalt your name. In the name of Jesus, we command the enemy. We curse this infirm spirit, this crippling spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose her. Let her go. What we bind on earth, God has already bound in heaven. He signed the check. Hallelujah, that we might sign by faith and receive it. We bind this thing, Father. We bind this thing. We bind this enemy in Jesus' name. Loose her and let her go. And let marrow come to these bones. Let moisture come to these bones. Let healing now come to these bones. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And for the glory and the honor of God. Hallelujah. Ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan is trying to bind, be delivered and then healed to the glory of God. Hanaba Roshanaba Sandaba Sitia Lendaba Roshala Nekala Salabariata. Lift her now in her spirit as well as her body, Lord. Up out of that horrible pit. Lift her out of the miry clay and set her feet upon a rock and put a song in her heart. A song of praise. Let's go up to the enemy's camp and take back what he stole from us. Under our feet. Under our feet. Under our feet. Hallelujah. The enemy is under our feet. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders might be done in the name of our Savior and your Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us speak the word with boldness as you wrote it, as you sent it to us, as you quickened it to us. Halabashila, salabarititia, salaba, halalabokoroshala, salabarititianda. Hallelujah. I was in a meeting in South Carolina. Little church. I was supposed to go preach at the Church of God, and they found out Holy Church of God wasn't part of the denomination, and they'd heard the tapes, but they didn't want me to come. The day I got there, they canceled the meeting. But the guy that invited me found a little Pentecostal church out in the outskirts of town. We went to that little Pentecostal church, amen, and I taught for 3 days on one scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. Thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, amen, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because you know your labor is not in vain, not in vain, not in vain in the Lord. I spoke on a God-given victory over anything and everything for 3 days, amen. And I heard the first service, there wasn't even any music. I heard all the musicians and singers. One of them said, "Are you coming back tonight?" And he said, "Nah, I ain't coming." So they didn't even come back. But there was enough, the people that were there, that God wanted to be there. And the first thing that happened was the pastor's wife, amen, got set free spiritually. I mean, she just got set free. I mean, she had a Holy Ghost hissy, amen. And evidently that wasn't common to her or that church. And so she got set free and said, "Brother Venable, we need teaching, we need teaching, we need teaching, we need teaching." But then another lady comes. She had been in an automobile accident, stopped at a stoplight. Someone didn't even put on the brakes and hit her from the rear. Their mind somewhere else. She, through whiplash, it had fused together the vertebrae up in the top of her spine in the back of her neck. She said, "I'm on, they can't, it's inoperable. The doctors can't do anything about it." She said, I have been
graduated up on pain medications till I'm taking the strongest that I can possibly take. And now I'm building an immunity to that. And the pain is a tolerance. And the pain is still coming. None of them work anymore. I'm in pain right now. I can't sleep. I'm in pain. Sometimes it nauseates my stomach when I go to eat because of the pain unrelenting. Amen. And, you know, I went to pray for it. I remember there's a difference in the deliverance from an infirmity. This was a result of an accident. So this didn't require dealing with a demon, just dealing for healing. And I remember going to pray for her, and I talked about that boneyard. Amen. And he said, "Son of man, do you believe these bones can live?" And he said, "Thou knowest." He said, "Well, if you really believe that I can do this, prophesy to those bones. Talk to those bones." Can you say amen? And tell them, "Hear ye the word of the Lord." So I just grabbed her by the head and I said, "Bones, hear ye the word of the Lord." And I heard breakfast cereal sounds. Snap, crackle, and pop. Hallelujah. And she had one of them Holy Ghost jerks like that. And I thought, I'm glad this is God, because she could hurt herself very bad. Can you say? But you see, we left and come back to Tampa. And one year later, when I was kind of down and discouraged like we all get sometimes, you know, and I got a letter in the mail. And it was from that lady in Carolina. And she said, "A year ago in that service, that little service, God healed my neck." She said, "I went home without pain." Said, "I haven't had a pain medication from that day to this day. And it's been a solid year. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus." It wasn't a thank you to me. It was letting me know what God had done. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is so good. And God wants to restore that to us. Amen. And he is restoring it to us in the name of Jesus. Put that on to go home on. We need something sweet to quit off on. Did I give you something? All right. Let's give him praise as we leave here today. I want you to. Yes. Oh. 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 We got an animated offering tray today. Listen. How many love the air being on? How many love the PA system being on? Then don't let them turn it off. Give in the offering today. We love you. We appreciate you. We trust you. Praise God. God took over, and I'm glad he did. How about you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise today. Father, we bless you. Go ahead and start that. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you for this service. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you for the covenant that we have with our God. We thank you for a covenant-keeping God. And everyone said, amen and amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus.